Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Let's talk about procrastination. You know, I don't talk a lot about procrastination. I hear clients talk about procrastination. I don't beat myself up over procrastination. But I do recognize when it's happening in my own life. And here's a perspective on procrastination. I'll tell you why. Like, there used to be a time where in my younger years, I would beat myself up over procrastination. And then it was where I shifted around this. Though since I've been in LA, I will say, I have been procrastinating. I've been beating myself up over procrastination. And I think it's because, this is so crazy, I'm so sensitive to environments. I think I reset, like, even though my consciousness is what it is, I think feeling into the energy of Los Angeles reminded me of being in Los Angeles in my 20s. I grew up here and went to college here. And so during that time, like right before I left for the Bay Area, all I did was beat myself up over procrastination. And I think just being back in this environment and feeling these sensations, it's reminding me of an older version of me. So that's why I've been more aware of the word procrastination. But what really shifted it for me for good was a Danielle Laporte quote from her Truth Bombs. I think it's a Truth Bomb, but she talked about procrastination. But essentially, procrastination can be an intuition, a meaning, you know, there's a reason why you're procrastinating. And that is the message of this show. It's totally fine if you're procrastinating. If you know why and you feel good about that why, even if it's the opposite of conventional wisdom.
Really?
Yes. So I'll repeat it to you. So this is the way the message came forward. It's fine if you're procrastinating. If you know why. So this is awareness. When you are aware of why you're procrastinating and you feel good about that, even if it goes against conventional wisdom, you're okay. Because in that knowing of why, you will eventually do whatever it is that you need to actually do. So it's like it makes you a magnet to the shift that needs to occur so you can accomplish whatever task you're putting off. So you need to know why you're procrastinating. You can't just beat yourself up and say, oh, I'm procrastinating. Oh, I'm procrastinating. I'm procrastinating. So there's something I've been procrastinating on that I used to always do, like clockwork, but something in me just isn't wanting to do it right now. And so I started asking myself, why? First, you know, of course, I did beat myself up for a good 10 days about it. And then I was like, well, why am I not doing it? And, you know, the first answer I heard was because I don't want to. It doesn't make me feel good. It was right after that. Doesn't make me feel good. And I was like, well, why self? Why is it not making me feel good? Well, because of this, this, and this. And I was like, okay, well, I really need to deal with that over trying to get this thing done or to force myself to do it. I need to deal with whatever this hurt pain is over here. And so if you have a strong enough why and you can let your compassion kick in and your love for yourself and your respect for yourself, you're going to gain some new insight, right? It's far better than forcing yourself to do something and it doesn't feel good. You can't get into flow. It's a chore. It just sucks the whole time. Who cares if you did it? Because it's the energy of the thing that really determines the outcome. So it's totally okay to procrastinate if you know why. There's great power in awareness. There's great power in self-acceptance. And, and of course there's great power in self-compassion. So know why you're procrastinating And even if it goes against conventional wisdom, meaning this is what society tells you you're supposed to do, even if it goes against conventional wisdom, you'll still wind up on top because of that why. If you know what that why is and you can hold firm to that why, and that why triggers a sense of love and compassion and deeper insight, then it's totally okay to procrastinate. So it is, you know, I do agree with Danielle Laporte that I think she said it was intuition, but let's see if I can find the actual quote. She doesn't really promote the truth bombs anymore, but I still have the deck on my phone, which I appreciate a lot of her older wisdom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I quoted it exactly. Procrastination can be a form of intuition and hesitation can be a form of wisdom. Motives become clearer, new information shows up. Amazing grace can happen when you choose inner rhythms over external pressure, right? It's worth considering. You may be putting something off for divine reasons. Procrastination can be a form of intuition. So there's some deeper insight. So because I knew that it was this thing I do like clockwork, like I never have to force myself to do it. I actually even think it's fun. Like, and I've said it on this program a gazillion times. That's one of the techniques I always use. And for some reason, I'm struggling to do that. Well, because there's some deeper insight. I've evolved. Right? My consciousness is higher. And so I can't just default to this way I've been doing things because there's a deeper, you know, when your consciousness goes to the next level, there's probably a next level of healing that needs to occur too. And so until I deal with that, there's no reason for me to put that energy out there doing something I don't want to do. Because I'm only going to get back slog, suck, hard, force myself to do things. No, I don't want to live a life where I'm forcing myself to do things. So procrastination can be a form of intuition. Now, here's the caveat with this. Because I talk to a lot of people who self-sabotage. That's different than what I'm talking about. We're seeing procrastination can be a tool of enlightenment. Self-sabotage. No, it's self-sabotage. So you will know if you're self-sabotaging or if there's some deeper clarity that's needed. That's why I think the emphasis needs to be on ask yourself why. Why? Why am I not doing this thing? And then keep asking yourself why. So you might get, like, I got the answer. I don't want to do it. All right, well, why don't I want to do it? Because it doesn't feel good. Okay, well, why doesn't it feel good? Because of this, this, and this. Okay, well, now I've got to deal with this, this, and this, and that's okay. And I may not have an answer for this, this, and this. So it's no reason for me to do this thing over here that I'm trying to force myself to do until I get clear about what's going on over here, because everything is energy. And if I'm putting it out, this sucks, I have to do it, then it stops being fun. I love doing it because it was fun. I love doing it because it made me feel good. I love doing it because I felt inspired. I love doing it because I felt uplifted. I felt optimistic. I felt hopeful. But right now I'm in a stage where that activity does not feel that way. And that's okay. Now I got to figure out why. And I'm willing to be with that until I do. And here's the thing. You may not have an answer immediately. And that's okay. Just keep staying with it. Keep honoring yourself. Keep checking in with yourself. Keep noticing signs. Because once you say, Spirit, help me figure this out, what's going on here, you're going to get insights. I did a show on clarity. It was a very long show, longer for me than normal, on clarity. And I kept saying, fuck, fuck, fuck after this thing, right? And I mean, it was literally, that's what would fall out of my mouth in that succession. So I knew the rhythmicness of it. All of that was a sign. I was like, okay, what's going on here? And ultimately I figured out that was it, that what I was, my consciousness wanted me to deal with was an aspect around safety. And so there's always a reason if you're willing to look for it. And the only person who's going to know what your reasons are is you, and you can use all these tools to help you, and Spirit's going to try to help you to the very best that you will allow, right? So pay attention to signs. and symbols, and then just be really honest with yourself in the process. Strong why changes everything. All right, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are ready to go to your next level, whatever that might be, I would love to support you. Please consider my 1-year intuitive coaching package. Information on that service can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Please like, subscribe, review, thumbs up, tell a friend about this show. It helps with the whole algorithm of it all. And it's a joy and an honor to serve you. So I look forward to coming back on the next podcast. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.